Good morning again. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We began our theme yesterday talking about this idea of an eternal spiritual power outage. I'm drawing a parallel here to the actual physical power outage that came through my local area last week and the lessons that I've thought about from a spiritual standpoint of what an actual power outage in hell would look like and the things that no doubt would be on the horizon if that's the fate that I or anyone else suffered, and draw some spiritual applications to help motivate us to serve God and not suffer that fate. We talked about yesterday, obviously, in a power outage of an eternal nature, we won't have access to light, Jesus being that light. And the next thing that brought something into my mind during this actual power outage last week was no temperature control. And let me explain what I mean there. It's 6:30 when the actual power goes out, and it's not too uncomfortable outside, too hot, but you don't have air conditioner, and you have, in our case, we had some candle or some oil lamps that we had lying around that we struck up so we could actually see something, and it started getting stuffy in the house. So I thought about, if the actual power outage actually happened in the dead of summer, we're a few months away from that, it'd sure get real hot. Or if it happened in the middle of winter, you'd be facing the same problem, only you wouldn't have access to any heat. And so there's this idea of you're stuck with the temperature of your surroundings. What's hell's going to be like? Well, we have several passages in the Bible that explain that. We'll read those here in just a few minutes. And so that's what I want to think about this morning, of an eternal spiritual power outage. There's not going to be any temperature control. You're not going to be able to cool down. We're not going to be able to turn down the heat and the fire that awaits the punished in hell. And so we'll turn to a few passages here this morning. The first one, obviously, that came to my mind was Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. The cowardly, unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We're not going to be able to change that temperature in an eternal spiritual power outage. A chapter before, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, John is talking about death, and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire, the second death. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Not a very pleasant picture to think about. Finally this morning, in Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 43. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. The Bible does a very good job of painting hell as such an awful place, a fiery, eternal torment place. And as we talked about yesterday, we will be cut off from any source of light and from any source of getting comfort. In this so-called power outage in hell, where we're not going to have access to light and we're going to have intense heat, we're not going to be able to change it. We're not going to be able to turn the lights on, and we're not going to be able to cool down any. And so I hope this again causes us all to think about the fate that awaits those, as we read in Revelation, who are not written in the book of life. And I hope all of us, including myself, think more about what do we need to do to make sure that we're found in that book of life by following what God has set for us to do in His Word, the Bible, so that we can make sure that we do not suffer this power outage where there will be no temperature control and it will be intense heat and suffering. We want to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland. If you're ever in the area at those times, we'd love for you to come by and worship God with us. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. and 10:20 a.m. and Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday evenings again at 7 p.m. We just want to worship God and how He's asked us to in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.